Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
So it's kind of conversation. Jesus with a soul, but maybe this is the Sister Faustina, the kind of dialogue. Jesus says, be not afraid of your Savior, O sinful soul. I make the first move to come to you, but know that by yourself you are unable to lift yourself to me. Child, do not run away from your Father. Be willing to talk openly with your God of mercy, who wants to speak words of pardon and lavish his graces on you. How dear your soul is to me. I have inscribed your name upon my hand. You are engraved as a deep wound in my heart. And then she replied, Lord, I hear your voice calling me to turn back from the path of sin, but I have neither the strength nor the courage to do so. Jesus, I am your strength. I will help you in the struggle. Then, Lord, I recognize your holiness and I fear you. Jesus, my child, do not fear. Do you fear the God of mercy? My holiness does not prevent me from being merciful. Behold, for you I have established the throne of mercy on earth, the tabernacle. And from this throne, I decide to enter into your heart. I am not surrounded by retinue of guards. You can come to me at any moment, at any time. I want to speak to you and decide to grant you grace. So tabernacle is the throne of our Lord on earth, and nobody got. So you are free to come. You don't have to inscribe your name, and then you have to get off all the things that you get to, you know. And then respond, Lord, I doubt that you will pardon my numerous sins. My misery fills me with fright. Then Jesus, my mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness? For you I descended from heaven to earth. For you I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you I let my secret heart be pierced with a lens, thus opening wide the source of mercy for you. Come then with thirst, to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your righteousness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my grace. So don't be afraid. Have a contrite heart, and Jesus will forgive and forget, and you have a free heart to serve. Then respond, you have conquered, O Lord, my stony heart with your goodness. In trust and humility, I approach the tribunal of your mercy, where you yourself absolve me by hand of your representatives. O Lord, I feel your grace and your peace filling my poor soul. I feel overwhelmed by your mercy, O Lord. You forgive me, which is more than I dared to hope for or could imagine. Your goodness surpasses all my desires. And now, filled with gratitude for so many graces, I invite you to my heart. I wondered like a prodigal child gone astray. But you did not cease to be my father. Increase your mercy towards me, for you see how weak I am. So if you feel great, weak, ask Jesus to increase your faith. That says in the gospel, you know, there's one father bringing a child to Jesus asking for help, and Jesus asks, do you believe? He said, yes, but please increase my faith. And then Jesus, child, speak no more of your misery. It is already forgotten. Listen, my child, to what I decide to tell you. Come close to my wounds and draw from the fountain of life whatever your heart desires. Drink copiously from the fountain of life, and you will not weary of your journey. Look at the splendors of my mercy, and do not fear of the enemies of your salvation. Glorify my mercy. And then Jesus another time, also steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy. Respond. But the soul, deaf even to this appeal, wraps itself in darkness. Jesus calls out again, my child, listen to the voice of your merciful Father. In the soul arises this reply, for me there is no mercy. It's temptation. And it falls into great darkness, a despair which is a foretaste of hell, and makes it unable to draw near to God. Jesus called to the soul a third time, but the soul remains deaf and blind. Heartened and despairing, then the mercy of God begins to exert itself, and without any cooperation from the soul, God grants it final grace. If this too is burned, God will lift the soul in this self-chosen disposition of the eternity. This grace emerges from the merciful heart of Jesus and gives the soul a special light by means of which the soul begins to understand God's effort, that conversion depends on its own will. The soul knows that this, for her, is final grace, and should it sow even a flicker of goodwill, the mercy of God will accomplish the rest. And Jesus says, my omnipotent mercy is active here. Happy the soul that takes advantage of this grace. Although at times you have temptation, believe or not believe, yes and no, Jesus understands. But we have to stick to it. Jesus says, what joy fills my heart when you return to me? Because you are weak, I take you in my arms and carry you in the home of my Father. So if you're weak, trustful, he's carrying you, taking you by hand. The soul, as if awaking, asks fearfully, is it possible that there is mercy for me? Faustina, always ups and downs, the mind. Jesus said, there is, my child, you have a special claim on my mercy. Let it enact in your poor soul. Let the rays of grace enter your soul. They bring with them light, warmth, and light. And then replied Faustina, but fear fills me at the thought of my sins, and this terrible fear moves me to doubt your goodness. So at times the soul is always a kind of scrupulous, not sure whether her sins forgiven. Even already we heard it for more than 10 times, he says, don't worry, your sins are forgiven. You know, a couple of you, all my mercy, still wondering, yes or no? And Jesus says, my child, all your sins have not wounded my heart as painfully as your present lack of trust does. So your distrust put Jesus more than your sin. That after so many efforts of my love and mercy, you should still doubt my goodness. Jesus is very patient. No? I say no, and then you say always yes. I don't know, you're forgiven, no, you don't believe in you. You know, just, you know how to change our heart is too, so difficult. It's arguing. Then Faustina, oh Lord, save me yourself, for I perish. Be my savior. Oh Lord, I'm unable to say anything more. My pitiful heart is torn asunder. But you, oh Lord, Jesus does not let the soul finish, but raising it from the ground, from the depths of its misery, he knits it into the recess of his heart, where all its sins disappear instantly, consumed by the flames of love. Then Jesus, here, soul, are all the treasures of my heart. Take everything you need from it. Give it. Then respond, oh Lord, I'm inundated with your grace. I sense that a new life has entered into me. And above all, I feel the love in my heart that is enough for me. Oh Lord, I will glorify the omnipotence of your mercy for all eternity. Encouraged by your goodness, I will confide to you all the sorrows of my heart. So it kind of softening her soul. Eh? And Jesus said, tell me all, my child, hide nothing from me. Because my loving heart, the heart of your best friend, is listening to you. They replied, oh Lord, now I see all my ingratitude and your goodness. You are pursuing me with your grace while I was frustrating your benevolence. I see that I deserve the depths of hell for spurning your graces. So still, she said, I'm still not worthy for heaven because I doubt. And Jesus said, do not be absorbed in your misery. You are still too weak to speak of it, but rather gaze on my heart filled with goodness and be imbued with my sentiments. Strive for meekness and humility. Be merciful to others as I am to you. And when you feel your strength failing, if you come to the fountain of mercy to fortify your soul, you will not grow weary of your journey. Then she said, now I understand your mercy, which protects me, and like a brilliant star leads me into the home of my Father, protecting me from the horrors of hell that I have deserved, not once, but 1,000 times. Oh Lord, eternity will hardly suffice for me to give due praise to you, your unfathomable mercy and a passion for me. It's very beautiful. So, I think this, what she's saying, it's out. This